Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. Time now to hear from you. Our interview on possible warning labels on cell phones had some listeners calling us onto the carpet. Michael Langsfield of Southborough in the United Kingdom writes, "You allowed Dr. Carpenter to quote anonymous studies without question, never asking about the size and methodology. What's more, your host failed to mention the many studies that fail to substantiate any associations between cell phone use and disease." Mike Simmons of Aspen, Colorado agrees. Most of what David Carpenter says is directly contradicted by information on the National Cancer Institute's website, writes Mr. Simmons. The NCI is careful to cite evidence on both sides of this supposed issue. The great preponderance of the evidence finds no link. We received some kudos on our recent segment on director Frank Capra's early film on climate change. But biologist Andrew Mack thinks we missed the point by saying Frank Capra's 1958 film, The Unchained Goddess, was prescient. He writes, "Capra was only ahead of our current awareness because there was so much denial and avoidance for decades. Rather than celebrate Capra as a visionary, we should see this as a lesson about the cost of willfully ignoring the warnings of science and common sense." Larry Essman of Seattle weighed in on our bamboo bike story. He said the segment was fun, but asked, how was it possible for the bikes to weigh just 4 to 6 pounds? And yes, we goofed. The bamboo bike frame weighs 4 to 6 pounds, but the entire bike, wheels and other components, bells and whistles included, averages 17 to 22 pounds. Now, if you feel bamboozled or just have pedestrian comments about our program, let us know. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. And you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988.